Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, I want to make sure that we all understand what's going on here, because this is just shooting from the hip. We just heard this during the break here, and I want you to check this out really quick, okay, because it has everything to do with this balloon. This surveillance balloon that is, covert-like, flying across the United States of America, and they're again putting up false pretenses that there are enemies, yet they're all calling for a global order. China is, Russia is, America has been for a long time. What do you think the League of Nations and World War II is all about? And then we also see the Pope calling for the New World Order. Well, they were just talking about it again just a couple minutes ago. They want you to believe that China is our enemy. No. Wait a second, folks. Let's slow down for a moment just so you can understand that this is once again nothing but distraction. Well, you can go ahead and say it's skepticism or it's conspiratorial in the sense of being a theory. I'm here to tell you, folks, this has been going on for a long time, and if people would pay attention, I said yesterday the only way that they get away with what they get away with, friends, is because of the short-term memories of the American people. Do you guys all remember this? Because I want you to check this out really quick. This is Bill Clinton.
I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
You remember this?
Miss Lewinsky. I never told anybody to lie. Not a single time. Never.
Look at him.
These allegations are false. And I need to go back to work for the American people.
Yeah, he needs to go back to work for the American people. That, by the way, that whole little charade there, being exhibited by Bill Clinton during that particular time, was they were selling to the American people during that particular time back in the 90s that he was committing adultery. He was an infidel. Not only was he an infidel towards his wife, concerning infidelity, of course, but he was also treacherous towards the American people, which only goes to show you, again, if they can't be faithful to the Lord, they can't be faithful to their wives. If they can't be faithful to their wives, they can't be faithful to their occupancy, because the man and the office are one and the same. Now, I'm bringing this up, friends, for the very purpose that you also remember when Bill Clinton came back around and he admitted that he did what he just denied that he did. This was all smoke and mirrors. It was all smoke and mirrors concerning the fact that what they were covering up, the federal government was covering up and helping Bill Clinton cover up his crimes. Bill Clinton back then was selling secrets to the Chinese military. It was called ChinaGate. That's why he was impeached. Okay, most people don't know this because they don't take the time to know this. Well, it was interesting because when I was listening to this just a couple minutes ago concerning this balloon, this surveillance balloon that China sent over America, the first thing I thought of was, wait a second, this has been going on for a long time. This is another distraction to keep the people's eyes off of what's really going on. Now, what I was doing is during the last couple minutes as I was digging up some information on this. And, of course, what do we see here? We see ChinaGate is a figment of imaginations. They always tell on themselves, friends. They always tell on themselves. And it's also interesting to note that if you just go down just a little bit, the same useful idiots in the same corporate-controlled, CIA-controlled media, what do you have? You have FBI arrest Chinese millionaire once tied to the Clintons. Okay, now everybody knows the Clintons are as corrupt from their feet to the top of their head and then some. Okay, and the problem is they're a reflection of the people in this country because they tolerate the Clintons. But again, I'm just here to remind you, friends, that this has been going on for a long, long time. This is nothing but distraction. They're just trying to get you your eyes off of the ball concerning what you're doing. Yesterday, I want to bring this up again if I can find it real quick. But yesterday I had brought up a quote by an individual. And it was on how warfare is actually let loose on a people in any country. But you got to know the method in the process of what they do and how they do it, because it's happening here. This is what I said yesterday, and I want you to listen because it's applicable to the topic in which we're talking about right now. All warfare is based on deception. All warfare is based on deception. And keep in mind, for every war, the first casualty in war is always the truth. Okay? You know these politicians are lying. You know that they're the ones creating wars along with the military-industrial complex. Okay? We already all know that, so let's not pretend that this warfare is not created. Okay? He goes on. It's all based on deception. It always is, friends. Because the way that you know, let's say the politicians in the military-industrial complex, they create a war. You always know if it's a real war or if it's a contrived war. How do you know? Well, because if you want to end that war, what you do is you tell the politicians that created that war, along with their CEO buddies in the military-industrial complex, that, listen, if you want a war, then why don't you go fight that war? And the minute that they actually stand up and go fight that war, that's the difference between knowing if it's a genuine war or if it's a contrived war, because you know all the well they're not going to fight that war. Okay? Just like much of what is going on today, friends, and what we're talking about and hearing about today, hold it to the politicians to do what they're advocating for, because it will never get done if that was the case. And again, if it does get done, we'll know if that they're genuine or not. He goes on, warfare is based on deception. Therefore, when capable, feign incapacity, act like you're weak. When active, inactivity, okay? When near, make it appear that you're far away. What do you hear through the mainstream media continuously, friends? All the wars are taking place outside of the United States. All the bad things that are going on in the world, and we need to take care of them, the illusion is they're always outside of the United States, when in fact, you're the ones that are under attack. Look at the said legislation that's going on in the United States of America right now, where the people are under attack by their said representatives. Now, you tell me that's happening outside of the United States. Perhaps, the illusion is it's happening in a third world country, when in fact it's not. It's happening to you right now, and this is a part of the warfare. Okay? I go on. Make it appear that you are far away, and when far away, that you are to lure him. Feign disorder and strike him. When he concentrates, prepare against him. Where he is strong, avoid him. Anger is his general and confuse him. Pretend inferiority and encourage his arrogance. What's happening? What do the American people believe? Oh, it'll never happen here. It'll never happen here. Folks, what I just read is exactly what's happening to America today. All the things that you're hearing from without are actually happening to you within. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Hello, friends. This is Bradley Dean here at the Sons of Liberty Radio.com, here to introduce you to our new friends at Herbonomic. Have you been searching for all natural health products you can depend upon? Herbonomic's special menu has all natural health products that you can trust. Our friends at Herbonomic have done their research, and to ensure that they only source the highest quality products that they serve to their customer base, visit us at herbanomic.com.
This is Mike Adams, the founder of Brighteon. We are welcoming Bradley Dean to the Brighteon Radio platform because Bradley Dean is on the front lines, speaking truth to power, defending your liberties and your constitutional rights. Bradley's voice is critical for our world in this dangerous era when tyrants and perverts are trying to steal away our children, our culture, and our future. It's people like Bradley Dean who are standing against the tyranny and holding the ground for Christians and patriots. Catch his show at BrighteonRadio.com.
Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty are fighting the good fight of faith to make sure that freedom is preserved for our posterity for generations to come. Through our radio program, SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, and our media website, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, we are reaching the masses both nationally and internationally with the message of the gospel and the truth of our biblical and constitutional heritage. At SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, you will find out how to book Bradley Dean to speak at an event near you, how you can support us in reaching America with this uncompromising message, and how to become a son or daughter of liberty, where you can financially support the work of the Sons of Liberty on a monthly basis and join with us in this fight to restore our nation. Check out sonsoflibertymedia.com as well, which has all the important news and information going on in the world today. There you will find the black and white truth without all the lies you'll see in the mainstream media. sonsoflibertyradio.com and sonsoflibertymedia.com, informative, easy to use, and a little fun too. Two sites that will change your life. Visit them today.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
So, welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you want to check us out on social media platforms, I'm going to play the other side of Bill's lies, okay, Clinton's lies. And I'm equating this during the first segment to Chinagate. For those that did not know, during the 90s, Bill Clinton was busted committing adultery, right? Well, the whole Chinagate scandal was completely covered up by the fact that he was an infidel. He was committing adultery against his wife. And if you've not seen Clinton Chronicles, friends, do yourself in watch it. It's incredibly eerie. But this is Bill Clinton and Hillary Clinton, and it's been going on for a long time. But with that said, friends, I was highlighting the fact that he was guilty of selling military secrets to the Chinese back in the 90s. And what the mainstream media did with the help of the mainstream media and the corrupt politicians was to go ahead and do their best to cover up his crimes towards the people. And again, people thought he was just committing adultery when in fact that's not at all what he was doing. That's not only what he was doing, I should say. He was selling military secrets to the Chinese. And keep in mind what I said if you're just joining us. China's calling for a new world order. That came from America. George Bush called for a new world order over 202 times from the presidential bully pulpit. Look at his link all the way back to the Third Reich. Also, pay attention to the fact that the Pope's calling for a new world order. Russia's calling for a new world order. And before the show started today, what did we hear? Russia, China, Russia. Did you hear that? You're constantly hearing about Russia, China, Russia. And I'm trying to show you, Americans, that while you believe, the mainstream media wants you to believe that everybody else is under attack, when in fact you're the ones that are under attack by your said state governments along with the federal government. Okay? They want you to believe it's happening outside in some third world country when in fact, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. Remember this. This will help you. It'll take you a mile. You're the problem. America, you're the stumbling block to the New World Order. Just so you know that. George Soros said it. Okay? And who's this all aimed at? Well, just ask the CDC. Ask Klaus Schwab. Ask all these said globalists that the people on a global basis should round up and lawfully deal with. Isaiah 26, verse 9. Without getting too far out on this topic, friends, I want to show you this. Because remember, during the first segment, I showed you Bill Clinton brazenly lying to the people across the world, saying he had no sexual relations with that woman. Okay, this is him on the other side of all of this. Check this out.
Have a relationship with Ms. Lewinsky that was not appropriate.
Indeed, I did,
in fact,
he said.
It was wrong. It constituted a critical lapse in judgment and a personal failure on my part for which I am solely and completely responsible. I misled people, including even my wife. I deeply regret that.
These people laugh it off.
The 90s took us.
Okay, I mean, that's pretty crazy, friends. Again, let me just remind you, friends, if he's an infidel towards his wife, unfaithful to his wife, that means he's unfaithful to God. And if he can't be faithful to God, he can't be faithful to what? To his wife. And if he can't be faithful to his wife, he surely can't be faithful to his country. So what's happening here in the United States today is nothing new. This has been going on for a long time. Your politicians have been selling you out far too long. Just talking to an EMT this morning, and interestingly enough, he was bringing up some of the issues going on concerning the illegal immigration. In the state of Minnesota, by the way, they're passing a bill right now. I'm not making this up. They're passing a bill right now to basically hand license to illegals that are being lured in on your welfare dollars. I want you to, the definition for that, friends, is treason. That is treason, okay? When I was talking to my friend this morning, he had told me that the Arizona border, namely the southern border, in one particular area, over 9,000 people, illegals are flooding into America every single day. And they got you thinking about some balloon flying over the top of your head, friends? I need to tell you this, too, because it was unsolicited. He also shared with me that many of the people that are coming into the United States through the southern border, they're not only Muslims, folks, they're also Chinese. Okay, so you are being put to sleep. You're being distracted by the things that don't matter. And the mainstream media is the ones that are making sure that you're distracted so that they can hand your country off. And again, this is a time of judgment, Deuteronomy 28, verse 43. And again, friends, we need to get this right, because if we don't get it right, it's not like we get another chance. Okay? If you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Social media platform, sonsoflibertymedia.com, top left side of the page, sonsoflibertymedia.com. Go ahead and subscribe to that page, and or beforeitsnews.com, beforeitsnews.com. And again, if you want to call in, please do, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Hey, only to further solidify the point that I'm making here, I did an article just on February 2nd here, 2 days ago, fortifying themselves against the people that they swore to serve. And I was highlighting the fact that the federal government is creating unconstitutional agencies. Now, if this is all new to you, just go ahead and sit down and open your ears for a moment, please. The FBI is an unconstitutional agency. The ATF is an unconstitutional agency. Homeland Security is an unconstitutional agency. The ATF is an unconstitutional agency. The CIA, I think I already brought up. The list goes on and on and on and on and on. And did you know, friends, I think you need to hear this. Did you know that the federal government, as up to this point, on ThoughtCo.com, is reporting that more than a few eyebrows were raised in 2010 when the United States Department of Agriculture bought 85 semi-automatic submachine guns, and however, the USDA is just one of 73 federal government agencies employing full-time law enforcement officers who are authorized to carry firearms and make arrests in America. Now, again, to further solidify the point that I'm making here, friends, isn't it interesting that the federal government is creating unconstitutional agencies and then taking your money, stealing your money, reallocating your money to arm these agencies against who? Well, just ask the Department of Homeland Security, the 72 definitions of what a terrorist is, friends. A domestic terrorist, it's not all these domestic organizations or these subversive organizations that George Soros is creating, the international criminal is creating in the United States of America. No, it's the Christians, it's the constitutionalists, it's the conservatives, it's the patriots that are defined as the domestic terrorists. And I got to say this just for all of those that are working for these federal agencies. You're not doing your job. You swore to uphold the Constitution. I'm here to tell you that the organization that you're working for has no constitutional standing. And yet you work for an organization that is unlawful. And you want to convince everybody else that you're doing your job when you're attacking the innocent? Oh, what begs the question to some of you people that work in these agencies? What are they going to do with you when they don't need you anymore? And I got to keep reiterating the point because it's important that you understand that you are merely called a useful idiot by those that are paying you with our money to attack the innocent. Numbers 32, 23. Read it when you get a moment. Why on God's green earth would they be creating agency after agency after agency, friends, and arming them with semi-automatic submachine guns? Why would they be doing something like that? Well, that's why we have the militia, Article 1, Section 8, Clause 15 and 16. And guess who the militia are, friends? That's you. That's why we have a Second Amendment, according to federal law, 17 to 45 years old. You are the militia. And guess what, friends, in America, you have a Second Amendment right, a God-given right. And I'm going to give you some new information that you haven't had in showing you as to why you have the Second Amendment. And I also want to make the bad guys aware of the fact that there is a reason that there's 393.3 million guns in the hands of 329.5 million people in this country. Because my suspicion is, friends, and I'm being a little facetious, there's lawful resistance sweeping the nation right now concerning the Second Amendment. And why is that? Because they understand the Second Amendment wasn't given to go deer hunting. But the Second Amendment was given unto us by our forefathers because of the tyranny that's on the horizon on a 24/7 basis. That's why we have a Second Amendment. In the negative, 1 Samuel 13:22, disarm them. That's how you control them. As a positive, go over to Luke 11:21 in verse 22. That's how you protect your palace, your family, your goods, yourselves. Because you're an armed people. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, SonsOfLibertyMedia.com, 1-866-582-9933.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News update. Some 15 million people across the Northeast are under wind chill warnings. The air is so bitterly cold it could cause frostbite in as little as 10 minutes. in Buffalo, where a blizzard killed 40 people late last year. Mayor Byron Brown says the city is preparing.
We are going to be experiencing some of the coldest temperatures that we have seen in 4 years.
The wind chill is said to be as cold as 32 below zero. The National Weather Service is warning of those sub-freezing temperatures.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is urging residents to stay inside as much as possible. For those who have to go out, hat and gloves are essential. The frigid weather is extending around the Northeast, with Maine getting the worst of it. About the only upside is that the deep freeze isn't predicted to last long. A thaw could come as early as Sunday night. In New York, I'm Karen Sloan.
And I'm Jeremy Scott, USA News.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
So what we're seeing, friends, across the United States of America is we're seeing that the push is coming to shove. We're seeing the government starting to get the message from the American people that we're not going to bow. We see what you're doing. We see that you're acting outside of your scope of authority. We see that you're not acting according to the rules, the confines of the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and what it's premised on concerning the Declaration of Independence. We see that you're acting as the tyrant across the pond, namely the one that our forefathers threw off over 250 years ago, give or take a couple years. And we're not going to put up with it. And so we're beginning to see that across the United States. This is a good message, friends, and it's very encouraging to see that people are beginning to see what is going on. And I'm not insinuating in any sense of the word, friends, that people are naive to what's going on, though there's a lot of that, too. But I am saying that people, I don't understand why they allow it to go as far as they let it go before they actually stand up and say, okay, that's enough. We're done. And really what it comes down to, again, friends, is Scripture, with the Lord saying, listen, if you're not going to listen to my chastisements, you're going to listen to my judgments. Well, the judgments are upon us, and now the American people are starting to wake up. My son said to me the other day, and he was right when he said it, the Lord's going to get their attention one way or another. Absolutely, He is. And I praise God that we have such a God that has so much mercy that He continuously wakes us up. through afflictions, chastisements. And it's sad to say that the American people step on that mercy, that he has to begin to judge those people. And that's where we're at today. So anyways, without further ado, let's get back over to this. Again, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. I highlighted this. Now, I got to show you this first. Okay, I just highlighted the fact that we have the federal government creating unconstitutional agencies, arming them with semi-automatic submachine guns, okay? I want you to remember that it's your government doing this. And this only, again, validates the first and second segments, friends. Okay, this isn't a foreign enemy attacking you at this point. It's those that are from America that are attacking you on the behalf of a foreign government is what's happening, okay? They're acting outside of their scope of given authority or delegated authority from we the people. So check this out. Okay, so we have federal agencies, unconstitutional, being armed against the American people. And I could go on all day naming them, but I'm not going to do that for the sake of time. Simultaneously, what do we see happening here? Well, this is from January 14th. This was the said governor standing up in the front of the people. I want you to stop and think for a moment, so you can consider who these people are. They're criminals. Okay? Not only are they criminal for acting in such a fashion in operations through being contrast to the Second Amendment or the Constitution, but also consider in Illinois alone that there's already four governors from the past that have went to prison. And this is one of those guys that needs to be thrown on top of the four, equaling five, concerning his crimes against the people and what he means to do against the people. He's not in office to tear down the Constitution. He's in office to uphold the laws. He's doing the exact opposite. But what's terrible about this guy, friends, Pritzker, is the fact that he's got a smile on his face, and when he conveys the message that he just banned assault weapons, as he called them, he was smiling as if to deceive the people into believing that he actually represented those people in that state. Well, folks, nothing could be further from the truth. And I want to say to my friends in Minnesota, too, they're trying to pass red flag laws right now. And for those that do not know what red flag laws are also known as the Extreme Risk Protection Order Law, preventing individuals who they deem a threat, of course, but to prevent individuals who show signs of being a threat to themselves. It has nothing to do with us being a threat to ourselves, friends. They always want to play that they're there to protect us. That is not the truth. I mean, you have a government that sanctions murder of the innocent in the womb. Put that up against Exodus 20:13. Well, you say that all the time. I'm reminding you, these are the people that have the keys to what your country does and what it doesn't do at this very time, and they want to convince you that they're looking out for your health and your protection, when in fact they're the ones advocating the murder of the innocent into the womb, even all the way up into birth in the state of Minnesota. Okay? Pay attention to what they do, not what they say, Matthew 7:16. Okay? This guy right here, he wants to convince everybody he's on there. He's representing the people, man. We're getting rid of those assault weapons. Well, guess what happened, folks? As you know, most of you, 80 counties stood up instantaneously, and so did the sheriffs. Good government, you guys are a kick in the pants. We stand with you. We love you. You understand who we are. You understand why you're incumbent right now. And we want you to know that we are arm in arm with you across the country. These are the conversations that we need to have, friends, right now. The ones that we're having. Because we have a lot of good sheriffs that are just looking to the people to actually stand with them when it's time to sit in the fire together. And guess what's happening, friends? 80 counties in Illinois alone, I believe I could stand corrected, I believe there's 90 counties, I believe that there's more that have jumped on board concerning the sheriffs that are resisting this tyrant governor in the state of Illinois. Look what happens when somebody takes a lead. Those leaders that are taking a stand, friends, they understand that they're not there to be a consensus leader. They're there to mold the consensus. They're pointing their finger back to the Constitution and say, hey, this is what I said I would do. Now I'm doing it. And by upholding himself and exhibiting what he believes and upholding his sworn oath, friends, guess what he's doing to the rest of the people? He's showing the people in his state that that governor right now is acting like a tyrant. And when people take the time to read the Constitution, see the courage of real leaders that are doing their job, the rest of the people stand up with them. And I wish people in this country would understand this across the board, because the people in this country need to stand up lawfully and deal with the corrupt representatives, I don't care who they are, in both federal government and in state government. We need to deal with the corrupt judges. We need to deal with the corrupt city councilmen. The list goes on. Why? Because they're the ones that are breaking the law. They're the ones that are trying to convince you that people that are holding to the law are the lawbreakers, when in fact, if you read it, you're going to find out who the lawbreakers are, just like the sheriffs in Illinois. We commend you. We high five you, sheriffs in Russia. But I'm here to tell you, I got more good news, friends. Illinois. It's not just happening in Illinois. It's happening all over the country. It's happening all over the country. The country's beginning to stand up. But let me, before I get to that, I want to go back and I want to show you this other criminal, the Illinois Attorney General. And notice the governors and the Attorney Generals. Okay? Notice how they're always pushing for the same agenda, which shows you their controlled opposition. Their plants, just like in Minnesota, Tim Walz, Keith Ellison, their plants, just like in Illinois, just like across the country. I was talking to my tactical friend, he's also a police officer out of Ohio yesterday or the other day. Same thing happening in Ohio under DeWine. Folks, come on. The massive amount of people in this country rolling over in the face of the one or two working on the behalf of those that mean to tear down this country. Don't you think it would be on our part to be a little bit more prudent and wise to stand up and actually deal with the small amount so the innocent don't have to suffer at their hands? Common sense says yes. And smart people respond accordingly. And we have them smart people, those wise people. Those that love God, that love their country, and they love their brothers and their sisters. We have a peppered history of those people that stood up and said, I'll be the one to do it. And look how the Lord showed himself strong on their behalf every single time. Okay? Look at this. The Attorney General, okay, Quam Raoul, on Monday asked a state appellate court to dismiss a temporary restraining order on Illinois' new gun ban on semi-automatic weapons. What did the courts do? I want to say this before I show it to you. The three-judge panel that ruled in this case, I'm here to tell you, we stand with you. You understand what's going on. You understand what's at stake here. See, this is about enslaving our children, folks. This is about disarming us. George Mason said the best way to enslave a people is to disarm them. That's what the bad guys in federal and state government are trying to do right now in your country. And if that doesn't tell you who they are, as for a cause for impeachment, Article 2, Section 4, and to hold them accountable for the crimes that they committed in bringing judgment upon their heads, Isaiah 51, verse 4, Article 1, Section 3, Clause 7 of the U.S. Constitution, then I don't know what does. I don't know what does. No. No. That's what the American people need to say. We're not doing it. Do not disarm. You have God-given rights. This three-panel judge, we high-five you, and I'm going to give you the news here, friends. Federal appeals court strikes down domestic violence gun law. Okay? And I want to read it to you, and I want you to hear, listen, and I want you to listen carefully what they said. The three-judge panel ruled that the federal law, okay, was an outlier that our ancestors would never have accepted. Never have accepted. That's right. It was our forefathers that established the Second Amendment for the very purpose of fighting off the British. That's why we have the Second Amendment. By the way, what is an outlier? It is a person or thing situated away or detached from the main body or system. So what you're dealing with, friends, those that are trying to disarm you, they are detached. The very definition of the word outlier is just that. They're detached. They're not operating. They're not playing by the rules. No. But America is. Folks, this Saturday we're going to encourage you because people all over the country are saying no more. And what we're seeing is lawful resistance sweeping the nation. We're going to come right back. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Bradley Dean, a man for all seasons. He's a musician, a patriot, a radio host, a father, a family man, and most of all, he is my friend. This is former Sheriff Richard Mack, and Bradley Dean is the real deal. Stick with Bradley and the Sons of Liberty.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Now, listen, I've got phone calls loading up here. And so what I just had to tell a couple of them to call back in the first hour because I got videos. But what I'm going to do, and I'm not showing partiality, but I know how the last caller calls and he likes to talk and I want to let him talk. So we got Betty calling in from Wisconsin. Welcome to the Sons of Liberty. What say you, Betty?
Hi. Good afternoon.
Hi.
Don't misunderstand me. I'm all for these gun laws, okay?
Gun laws?
It's a question of these judges are agreeing to let the people have their guns the way it should be. But could that be a smoking mirror?
Yeah, well, Betty, with all due respect, I'm not asking the judge if I can basically practice my Second Amendment rights. It's not for them to infringe upon it. When you look at, and I'm just trying to educate a little bit, okay, Betty? It says right at the preamble, I don't know if you're watching me or you're just listening to me. Are you watching me right now?
Listening.
Okay, just listening. Are you listening to me on radio, by the way?
Yes.
Okay, cool. What station can I ask?
Rumble.
Okay, cool. Or W Rumble?
No, just Rumble.
Oh, okay, gotcha. Okay, so let's go back here. So when you look at the preamble, of the U.S., or I'm sorry, the Bill of Rights, okay? The Bill of Rights, it tells us that the conventions of the number of states have at the time of their adopting the Constitution, listen carefully, expressed a desire in order to prevent misconstruction or abuse of its powers. That's what you're seeing today, that further declaratory and restrictive clauses should be added, and is extending the ground of public confidence in the government will best ensure the beneficent ends of its institution. So when it comes to the Second Amendment or any of our Bill of Rights, they're the thou shall nots to those that serve we the people. They have no business whatsoever. As long as we are law-abiding citizens, they have no business infringing on our Second Amendment. That means to violate. They have no business there whatsoever. And the minute they touch that, they mean to violate or infringe our Second Amendment. That's for the people to stand up right there and impeach them. This includes the president. This includes all three branches of government. This includes the Congress, our representatives, the senators. It includes sheriffs, any city or state said official, incumbent. If they touch the Second Amendment or any of our Bill of Rights, we should impeach them right on the spot. And so all of this resistance sweeping the nation right now, it's great. No, we're not doing it. But it's not good enough to stop there, because if we let them regroup, they'll do it again. And that's exactly what they've been doing for, what, 40 or 50 years concerning the Second Amendment in this country. So we need to impeach and we need to prosecute every one of them.
I understand that completely. The reason I ask is because Chicago specifically is so bad with violence.
Yep.
So I was just wondering if they were trying to keep the fire going, so to speak.
Yeah. Does it bother you, Betty, that the corrupt politicians, per se, doesn't it bother you that they continuously accuse the law-abiding gun owners for the crimes of criminals using firearms and committing crimes? Yeah. Yeah. You know what's also interesting, too, Betty, is if you look at 94% of all the mass shootings that take place, you know where they happen? In
gun-free zones.
Exactly right. So whoever created those gun-free zones, they need to be lawfully held accountable for all of the death of the innocents in those gun-free zones, because every single one of them is unconstitutional. Every one of them.
You're right. Okay. Thank you. I just wanted to
thank you.
Bring up that question.
No, I appreciate it. I totally do. And I can get into more of that in just a little bit. I want to give you an understanding. Let me go a little bit deeper, because I got some stuff to show you here, friends. Someone's just texting me now saying, Brad, you see what's going on over in Arkansas? I highlighted it over the week, and I want to show you some more, because I think people are going to be very encouraged. Because what I'm showing you right now is the voice of the American people. This is the voice right now where the people are refusing, along with the good sheriffs that we need to stand with across the country. This is what they don't want you to know. This is what they're constantly working against. They want you to believe it's a small minority of the people that are resisting them. Nope, it's just the exact opposite. Don't believe a thing that they have to say. So, the views of our founding forefathers, the said Constitution should never be construed to prevent the people of the United States, who are peaceable citizens, from keeping their own arms. Samuel Adams. The rights of bearing arms is declared to be inerrant in the people. Fisher Ames. He was the architect, along with George Washington, concerning the First Amendment as well. The great object is that every man be armed. Okay, this is Patrick Henry, friends. Listen carefully. He was a son of liberty. He said, the great object is that every man be armed. Everyone who is may have a gun, but have we not learned the experience that, necessary as it is to have arms, it is still far from being the case? In other words, they were making sure that those that were in the colonies were armed. Now, If time permits, what I'm going to do is I'm also going to show you that since the very beginning, or since the inception of our forefathers coming to the United States, over and over and over again, folks, state constitutions, you had to have a gun. In some of the colonies, in the provinces at the very beginning of the United States of America, you could have gotten in trouble for not having an arm. I'm talking about having your arms. When you went to church, you were supposed to have your guns with you. I mean, everything that you're hearing today is exactly the opposite as to how our forefathers established this country. So let me do this. Let me encourage the people now in Arkansas, and then I'm going to show you what's happening across the United States, because, friends, there's lawful resistance sweeping the nation. Okay, you want some good news? You want to be encouraged? This is it. My message is still repent, for the kingdom of heaven is at hand, Matthew 3:2, Acts 20, verse 21. But I am telling you that there are people that are awake all across the country in good government, and the people across the country that are standing with good government. And it's a majority, hands down, okay? Which means nothing, because we're ruled by law. But I do want you to check this out, because I do. I want to put people in a better place today than they were yesterday. And the way to do that is, well, here's some good news for you. Check this out.
13, 2023, the ATF published their final rule on pistol stabilizing braces. It is estimated that between 3 and 40 million of these braces are currently in use all over the United States. Pistol stabilizing braces have existed in several forms for decades and have been at the forefront of popularity since 2012. Citizens all over this country have legally purchased and used these items and have done so in compliance with state and federal law. The new ATF rule would make these braces illegal and require current owners to take further steps to avoid becoming a criminal. In 2021, the Arkansas legislature passed Act 1012, which prohibits state and local employees, including law enforcement officials, from assisting the federal government in the enforcement of firearms regulations enacted after January 1st, 2021. This law helps to place a safeguard between the citizens of our great state and a federal government that would seek to trample on the most basic rights, including the right to self-defense. As an association, we believe that the Second Amendment was not put in place to protect deer hunting or sport shooting, but to protect freedom, personal safety, and all those we love and hold dear. Arkansas Code 21-1-904 says, "All acts, laws, orders, rules, and regulations of the United States government that were enacted on or after January 1st, 2021, that infringe on the people's right to keep and bear arms as guaranteed by the Second Amendment to the United States Constitution and Arkansas Constitution Article 2, Section 5, are invalid in this state, shall not be recognized by this
are
state,
you listening, folks?
Are specifically rejected by this state,
the states
and
are
shall
rejecting
be considered null and void and of no effect in this state."
Okay, so you see what's happening here, friends. Sheriffs across the country are saying absolutely not to the federal government. And why wouldn't they? Why wouldn't they? And see what happens when the people demand a response and they say absolutely not? Well, look at folks, we got these sheriffs across the United States of America. By the way, some sheriffs, like Mark Lamb in Arizona, which we're going to have on not this week but the week after, it's interesting, he's even got his own militia deputized in his county. And there's a reason that people are ahead of the game here, because they're paying attention to the temperature as to what's going on between the federal and the state governments. And what happened to the check and balances? They see that those are completely blurred and in some cases out of sight and out of mind. So they are taking the position that we are going to have to take things in order ourselves. Well, why wouldn't we? We, the people in the United States of America, are the government. Hour 2 coming up. I got more to show you, friends. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. Be right back.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.